Oh, and it begins next with a news update and a look at today's new forecast as well from WRCO-FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. His bid for re-election over, President Biden takes to the nation's airwaves tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Writing on X, he'll speak about what lies ahead and how he'll finish the job for the American people. The president announced Sunday he would not continue his re-election campaign and was endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee. He spoke to his former campaign staff by phone Monday and told them he wasn't going anywhere.
I've got 6 months left in my presidency. I'm determined to get as much done as I possibly can, both foreign policy and domestic policy.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
In custody in Britain, a 24-year-old man accused of stabbing and seriously wounding a Royal Army officer on a street near a barracks 30 miles southeast of London. The officer airlifted to a hospital. A Nepalese Sarya Airlines jetliner slid off a runway and crashed while trying to take off from the airport at Kathmandu. 18 people aboard killed, the pilot the sole survivor. This is ABC News.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Today's forecast calls for a high temperature to be in that upper 70-degree range today. Also for tonight, 56, mainly clear and patchy fog. Thursday, mostly sunny and mild and a high of 79. And Friday, low 80s with lots of sunshine. Saturday, partly cloudy and quite warm, a high of 86. Sunday, 87 with spotty showers or thunderstorms possible. In Richland Center this morning, we rise and shine after the midnight reading of 68 and some fog out there again to deal with, and it is 66 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Today is Wednesday, July 24th. It is time for us to officially begin the broadcast day.
Here, you are holy, righteous, and redeemed.
Mercy Me and Greater. Before that, our national anthem played by Leonard Slotkin and the orchestra. Here we are together again on a Wednesday, July 24th, with a good old Light in the Milk House show. Right around an inch of rain yesterday and a little bit of rain last night. And it was a fairly mild day in between showers, but certainly some heavy rain at times. We had a pretty good shower in Sextonville last night. But it was kind of sporadic there. I believe that was around 6:30, 7 o'clock, somewhere in that area. And it came along and rained a little bit. Not a lot, but it was there. Right now we rise and shine at 66 degrees. Time to start the chores this morning here on the Old Light in the Milk House show. And a great way to do it is to bring on Charlie Pride.
How many many lips have kissed you and set your soul aglow. How many, I wonder, but I really don't want to know. So always make me wonder, always make me guess, and even if I ask you, just let it remain your secret. But darling, I love you so. No wonder, no wonder I wonder, though I really don't.
Eddie Arnold on WRCO Radio, and I really don't want to know. It's 66 degrees here at WRCO, 5:14 the time. Today on a Wednesday morning, we remind you a Red Cross blood drive will be held from 9 until 3 at the Sauk County Public Health Department. And also today, Second Harvest Mobile Food Pantry will be in Gays Mills. The food pickup held from 2 until 3 o'clock, and those attending are asked to not arrive prior to 1:30. Southwest CAP pop-up food pantry truck will be in the area on Thursday as well. All are welcome to pick up food bags in Rockbridge at the Natural Bridge store from 10:30 until 11:30, and in Cazenovia from 12:30 until 1:30 near Alibi's Bar and Grill on East Main Street in Cazenovia. Those important reminders today from WRCO. Well, the Brewers eked one out last night. We'll have details in just a little bit when we check sports.
Calves are stronger, slaughter cows weaker at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold up to $630, beef crossbred calves up to $880. Slaughter cows ranged 90 to 126. Did have a few thin, questionable health cows, 50 to 76. We had some fleshy grass, 1,350-pound Holstein heifers up to 153. Call Darren, Colton, or Jim at 627-1401 if you have cattle to sell or are looking to purchase. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola provides you with a local market, able to provide you with an active, competitive market for all classes of your cattle. And again, help support our dairy farmers by getting two scoops of ice cream for all of your family.
Farmers are critical to creating prosperity in rural America. The unique challenges farmers face require a dedication to learn and train to ensure success. Today's farms require a level of sophisticated technology unheard of just years ago. We all benefit from the commitment to continuous advancement made by our local farm families. Take time to thank a farmer today with Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance, provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
The Muscadet Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
An update on sports is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Bryce Terang drove in the only run with a grounder in the eighth inning to spoil a superb start by Chicago's Jameson Taillon, and the Brewers beat the Cubs 1-0. Trevor McGill worked the ninth inning for his 20th save and made a winner out of Elvis Peguero, the second of four Milwaukee relievers. It was a nice win for the Brewers. Colin Ray pitched the first five innings, and Terang drove in the game's only run. Not all good news, though. Milwaukee Brewer all-star outfielder Christian Yelich left last night's game with what the club called back tightness. Yelich, the designated hitter, was replaced in the sixth inning after going 0-1 with a pair of walks. The Brewers beat the Cubs 1-0 in the game, but the 2018 NL MVP earned his third all-star selection this season as having a great season with a .316 batting average. Manager Pat Murphy did not elaborate on the injury after the game, but said he feared it could land the team's best hitter on the injured list. Cincinnati and Atlanta was postponed last night. Some games that went on: San Diego 4-0 over Washington, St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 2-1, and the Dodgers over San Francisco 5-2. In the American League, Cleveland 5, Detroit 4, Tampa Bay 4-2 over Toronto, Texas 3, the White Sox 2, the Angels 5-1 over Seattle, Oakland 8, Houston 2. Interleague action: Miami 6, Baltimore 3, the Mets 3-2 over the Yankees, Philadelphia 3-0 over Minnesota, Arizona 6, Kansas City 2, Boston 6-0 over Colorado. And in Olympic news, the Paris Olympics set to open this week. The U.S. goes in as the favorite to win the most overall medals. China is unlikely to overtake the U.S. in the overall medal haul, but has a chance to win more gold medals than the Americans. The games highlight the great individual athletes, but are also a surrogate for geopolitical influence and national pride as well. We'll be watching those as they get set to get underway later this week. This update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
5:21 the time. It's time to just really raise the stakes and heat it up a little bit with the aerobic polka today. Good for what ails you. I'll dance on my good leg. Here we go. A one and a two and a... The Six Fat Dutchmen with the You Promised Me Polka here on WRCO. It is great to have you along today. We're headed toward daytime highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy this morning, then more sun developing and turning less humid with the daytime high at 77. Northeast winds at 4 to 8 miles per hour. It is 66 degrees in Richland Center. Certainly changing times as well, with daylight getting a little bit later each morning and our sunset getting a little bit earlier. It doesn't take too long. Now we're, a month past the official start of summer, so it really starts to go the other way. And I lose my daylight and my chance to do fun things until 9 o'clock. I kind of lose a little bit every night. Frizzell and West on the Old Light in the Mill Cow Show.
Nighttime's always party time in the streets of New Orleans. With a good time crowd, the music's loud in the land of Cajun Queens. Just sitting on a bar stool down to my last cigarette. When she walked through the smoke-filled room and our eyes met. And she said,
"As you do me, Pierre Paul."
I couldn't keep from letting know that I was thinking sure. Said, "I don't know what you're saying, but it sure sounds good to me." We had a drink and then I think she must have read my mind. Desire lit up my face just like that barroom neon sign. And as we danced I held her close and she whispered in my ear a Cajun invitation softly so no one else could hear. She whispered, I said, "I don't speak the language, but I'm ready when you are. You're sounding awful sexy, and I'm feeling ooh la la."
Trying to find the places where you hang around. Oh, Lord, I'm tired.
Ricky Skaggs on WRCO Radio, and he's tired this morning. Yesterday, we received right around an inch of rain, and we hit a high of 79. This morning, we rise and shine with a temperature of 66 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetu with Tim Slack Auction Realty. We have sales results and upcoming events. We had a small sale in a small crowd. Large squares topped at $275 a ton and some nice third crop grassy large squares about $120 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Watch out for upcoming online auctions. We are going to have some nice line of machinery coming up. We need listings. Give us a call, 608-723-4020 or go to www.timslackauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetu. Have a great day.
A farm assistance group expands to Wisconsin. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand corn has game-winning statistics like a 10 bushel per acre yield advantage. Pioneer brand corn, your best year starts here. First, some ag industry professionals say AI is helping to improve efficiency on the farm. International Society of Precision Agriculture President John Fulton says labor is still the number one concern in ag production.
How do we get work done when we don't have the people to get it done? And so there's where you see a lot of the automation and robotics coming in now.
Ohio State University Professor Scott Shearer tells Brownfield automation will allow farmers to have around-the-clock productivity.
One of the things we kind of suffer from right now is when you require skilled operators, how many hours can they work a day? The nice thing about some of this autonomy is it's going to go 24/7, and it's going to go 24/7 during the peak periods.
As AI evolves, Shearer says the need for larger, high-horsepower tractors will likely go away. A nonprofit volunteer group that helps farmers get their work done now serves a larger area. Dan Erdman tells Brownfield Farm Rescue just expanded into Wisconsin and is there to help with planting, harvesting, commodity hauling, and livestock feeding. He says farmers don't like to ask for help, but they often get referrals.
Maybe a spouse, a neighbor, a friend, just someone in the community that knows of a family that's dealing with something, whether it's, you know, a health issue that's keeping them off the farm, dealing with treatments. Sometimes it's cancer. Sometimes it's just an unexpected injury. Those happen all the time.
Erdman says the mission is to help farm families with short-term needs so they can get back to normal and keep farming. Erdman says many farmers are reluctant to ask for help, but feel a sense of relief when Farm Rescue volunteers arrive.
You feel that burden being lifted when they see that equipment arrive and they know that help is there and things are going to be okay. You know, we're going to get them through that time, get them through that harvest or planting season, whatever it may be. It really does lighten the load, I think, for a lot of families when Farm Rescue rolls into the yard.
Farm Rescue has their own equipment and hundreds of volunteers in 9 states. They can be reached through their website, farmrescue.org. More than 500 state and national ag groups sent a letter to Chamber and Agriculture Committee leaders in the U.S. House and Senate asking them to enact a new farm bill in the current Congress. American Farm Bureau Federation Vice President Scott Vanderwall tells Brownfield lawmakers need to come to the table and work out their differences.
We're fairly satisfied with the House version. There's some things in the Senate version that we like as well. We're just saying get it done.
The letter says if a new farm bill is not enacted this year, it's not likely a new farm bill would happen early in the next Congress. Vanderwall says it could be next summer before lawmakers can give it their attention. I'm Larry Lee. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI Mixed Flow Dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel, translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy-efficient AGI Mixed Flow Dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
A slow day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day mostly higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been relatively quiet. Bids surfaced at $187 to $188 live in the South, but we're still several dollars from current asking prices of $190 plus live in the South. The North was quiet. Look for business to develop over the balance of the week. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, a lighter test this week, but four weights were steady to firm. Steers 500 to 550 pounds were mostly $5 to $7 higher. Steers 550 to 700 pounds sold with a firm to higher undertone. Feeder heifers 400 to 700 pounds were steady to firm with spots of $2 to $4 higher on 500 to 550 pound heifers. The USDA says demand was good on a moderate supply. Medium and large one feeder steers 600 to 649 pounds brought 309 to 325.50. Feeder steers 711 to 734 pounds brought $293 to $299. Medium and large one feeder heifers 503 to 542 pounds brought $305 to $318.50. Box beef closed lower on light demand for solid offerings. Choice down 23 cents at $313.21. And select closed $1.67 lower at $296.66. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, up 2,000 on the week and down about 2,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed mostly higher with a solid negotiated run. Processors were a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts Tuesday afternoon, but demand uncertainties continue to make it difficult for the hog market to find solid footing. Global demand has been solid, but domestic demand has been inconsistent. The industry also continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 31 cents higher with a weighted average of 84.35. The Iowa Minnesota closed 9 cents higher with a weighted average of 84.47. The Western Corn Belt down a penny with a weighted average of 84.37. The Eastern Corn Belt had no comparison, but a weighted average of 84.32. Pork values closed lower, down $1.02 at $103.50. Loins, butts, picnics, and hams were all lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 481,000 head, which was up 4,000 on the week and up about 3,000 on the year. And at the CME, live and feeder cattle were up ahead of the week's direct business, and lean hog futures ended the day higher on oversold signals. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Grammy Award-winning Brothers Osborne, live in concert. State Fair Main Stage, presented by Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Sunday, August 4th, with special guest Sarah Evans. Get tickets now at wistatefair.com. Their self-titled album, Brothers Osborne, is available everywhere. Brothers Osborne, live in concert. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans and corn are both mostly higher, consolidating and keeping an eye on the weather. August beans were down a quarter at 1117 and a half. September was up seven at 1071 and three quarters. September corn is two and a quarter higher at 402 and a half, and December is up two and a quarter at 417 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were higher, preparing for this week's direct business. August live was up 237 at 186.30. October was 152 higher at 186.12. August feeders were up 235 at 258.75. and oversold. August hogs are up $1.27 at $93.65. October lean was $1.15 higher at $77.12. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A push to scale up the use of regenerative agriculture practices next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
An Austin, Texas-based company called Veda is trying to accelerate the regenerative ag movement. CEO Michael Shoemaker says the company is trying to address farmer concerns about risk.
How do you introduce these sometimes very novel management practices on a farm in a way that doesn't put the farm at risk, that doesn't significantly jeopardize yield and profitability? You know, we can't expect every grower to take the level of risk that some of these early adopter innovator growers took. And so we decided to dedicate ourselves to this work of providing this agronomic support to growers in a way that's really tailored to optimize for their farm.
Shoemaker says many major types of regenerative ag practices have been shown to work.
We focus on core practices of things like cover crops and reduced or no-till have been used as an erosion control measure to a very large degree. But the benefits that can be generated from these kinds of practices, if implemented well, go well beyond that. And we think are really quantifiable, and quantifiable in a way that can help growers systematically reduce costs.
Shoemaker was part of a recent webinar panel on regenerative ag adoption, and I'll be featuring a couple of farmers from that panel in the next 2 days. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
June milk production was down. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. USDA says milk production for June was down by 0.8% from 2023. Tuesday's report shows the 24 major dairy producing states made 18 billion pounds of milk in June. USDA also revised their May report to 18.8 billion pounds, down 0.8% from a year ago. The total second quarter production for April, May, and June was also down 0.8% to 57.5 billion pounds. Production per cow in the 24 major states averaged 2,025 pounds, 8 pounds less than a year ago. Total number of cows hasn't changed much since January, growing from 8.87 million head to 8.88 million head in February, falling a little between March and May, and then back to 8.88 million in June. California still has the most cows, 1.7 million head, followed by Wisconsin's 1.2 million and 668,000 head in Idaho. Michigan continues to have the most milk production per cow, averaging 2,290 pounds per cow. USDA's Foreign Ag Service says two of the top five exporters had a drop in milk production. Argentina's production fell 7.4%, New Zealand down 0.7%. Meanwhile, Australia's production rose 3.3%, while the European Union was up 0.1%. The EU still produces the most milk, with 102.9 million tons projected this year. Cash dairy prices were mostly higher again Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey up a half cent to 53, but no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 5.5 cents at 193, 7 sales there. Cheese barrels up 3.5 cents at 196 with 1 sale. Butter unchanged at 307.5, 5 sales. Now that dry milk up 2.25 cents at 122 with 9 sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th. Yeah, I'm feeling
good. Good morning from WRCO on a Wednesday as we give you the wake-up call and check the forecast. A high of 77 degrees for today. More sun developing and then turning less humid. Mainly clear tonight, a low of 55. Thursday, patchy fog early, a high of 80. Thursday night, clear with patchy fog and a low of 56. Friday, another great summer day with sunshine and a high of 82. Right now in Richland Center, our temperature is at 66 on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. That is so far the overnight low. We return to music with David Sugar.
Oh,
Tony Schumacher's weather is coming up in just a bit from WRCO this morning, and we'll kind of keep you posted on what's going to happen this weekend. Looks like some warmer temperatures and maybe some rain by the end of the weekend. Tony has more coming up.
Daddy, come home. Well, now I'm living wild and dangerously. I've got plenty of time. The moon comes up and the sun goes down. Well, I can't wait to see the light of the man. 'Cause I'm a honky tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls the world to the music coming up. And when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Well, I'm a honky tonk man, and I can't see. Love to give the girls the world to the music coming up goodbye. And when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Hey, now a pretty little girl and a jug of wine. Well, that's what it takes to make a honky tonk sound. Jukebox moaning and those honky tonk sounds. Well, I can't wait to leave my money down. I'm a honky tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls the world to the music coming up goodbye. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? I'm a honky tonk man, and I can't seem to stop.
Dwight Yoakam on WRCO Light in the Mill Cow Show today. Reynolds Feed and Supply LLC has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Faith in the future has always been the mark of farmers. Farmers see the place they want to be in the world and in their rural community that needs them to be leaders, entrepreneurs, and examples to others. To plant a seed today is to have faith and believe in tomorrow. Take time to thank a farmer. This message has been sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware is the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire & Auto Richland Center, your total car care center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric is your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the tastes that will take you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all your quilting gifts and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61 on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters. From new construction to remodeling, let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, tracking a couple of showers down through Iowa and northern Illinois, but they're all moving away from us, and dry high pressure over southern Canada will build in, bringing us at least some partial sun by midday, and plenty of sunshine coming up tomorrow, Friday into Saturday. Should be a great stretch of summer weather with nice low humidity and mild temperatures. It will get increasingly warm, though, as the weekend goes on, thanks to an increasing south wind across the Midwest, turning more humid by Sunday as well. Now, there will be a weak disturbance coming through the area Sunday, could trigger a couple of showers and thunderstorms, and that system will still be near us Monday, so a bit unsettled. Otherwise, it'll stay very warm and humid for a good chunk of next week. That forecast for today, mostly cloudy in the morning, then more sun developing and turning less humid as we get toward the afternoon. High temperature in the mid to upper 70s. North and northeast wind between 4 and 8 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, some scattered fog, low temperature in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, patchy fog early. Otherwise, mostly sunny and mild with a high near 80, wind variable close to 5. Thursday night, mainly clear with patchy fog, low 56. Friday should be another great summer day with sunshine and tolerable humidity, high near 82. As we head into Saturday, sunny or partly cloudy and warm, low at 60, high about 86. Sunday, more clouds and sun, breezy and humid, 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, low 66 with a high of 85. Monday, partly sunny, hot and humid, scattered thunderstorms possible, low 68 with a high near 89 degrees. Tuesday, mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid, lows in the upper 60s with a high near 90. You have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions, and shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, we're at 65 degrees. That is a new overnight low. Yesterday, we topped out at 79. We did pick up right around an inch of rain. The morning low today so far has been 65. The record high, 102 in 1953. The record low across the region goes way back to 1940 when it was 48. Last year's high, 87, and the low, 59. Sunset will occur at 8:32 this evening. Sunrise time for tomorrow morning will be at 5:44. The air is calm. Barometer is at 30.10 currently. We have cloudy skies and 65 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM.